Lesson 13. Admit. Principle 4 says, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. And the Bible says, happy are the pure in heart. Step 5 says, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. The Bible says in James chapter 5 verse 16, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Think about it. People often ask why they need to admit their wrongs to another person. There are three main reasons. Why admit my wrongs? Number one, we gain healing. This is promised in the Bible. The verse that we read in James 5:16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. God's word tells us that we are to admit our wrongs, our sins, to one another. You do this not to receive their forgiveness, for God already forgave you when you confessed your wrongs and sins to him. James 5:16 says to confess your sins to one another for healing. Sharing our secrets, struggles and failures with another is part of God's plan for our healing process. The road to recovery is not meant to be walked alone. Reason number two, we gain freedom. Our secrets have kept us in chains, bound up, frozen, and unable to move in all our relationships. Admitting our sins snaps the chains. The Bible says this in Psalm 107, verse 13 and 14. They cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he rescued them. He led them from the darkness and the shadow of death and snapped their chains. Reason number three, we gain support. When you share your inventory with another person, you get support. The person can keep you focused and provide feedback. He or she can challenge you when denial surfaces. Most important, that person will listen. So how do I choose someone? Well, to begin with, choose someone of the same sex as you, whom you trust and respect. Next, ask that person if he or she has completed Principle 4 for Steps 4 and 5. Number 3, set up an appointment with the person, a time without interruptions. It usually takes 2 to 3 hours to share your inventory. Here are some guidelines for your meeting. Number 1, start with prayer. Ask for courage, humility, and honesty. Here is a sample prayer that you can use. God, I ask that you fill me with your peace and strength during my sharing of my inventory. I know that you have forgiven me for my past wrongs, my sins. Thank you for sending your son to pay the price for me, so that my sins can be forgiven. During this meeting, help me to be humble and completely honest. Thank you for providing me with this program and this person to share. Thank you for allowing the chains of my past to be snapped. In my Saviour's name I pray. Amen. Read the principal 4 verses found on page 22 of this participant's guide. Keep your sharing balanced, weaknesses and strengths. Number 4, end in prayer. Thank God for the tools he has given to you and for the complete forgiveness found in Christ. In the Bible, in 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He will forgive our sins because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all the wrongs we have done. Here is the question section for Lesson 13, Admit. Question 1. In Principle 4, we are asked to give our inventory 3 times. Who are we to confess it to, and why? Question 2. Most of us find it easier to confess our wrongs to ourselves and to God. We seem to have more difficulty in sharing them with another person. What is the most difficult part for you, and why? Question 3. What is your biggest fear of sharing your inventory with another person? Question 4. Think of 3 people that you are considering sharing your inventory with. List the pros and cons of each selection. Circle your final choice. Question 5. Pick a quiet location to share your inventory. List 3 places and circle the best one. Now you are ready for one of the most freeing experiences of your life here on this earth. You will appreciate James 5:16 as never before. Therefore, the Bible says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Here are the principal 4 verses that we mentioned earlier. James 5:16. We've said this many times. Admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Colossians 2:13-15 reads like this. You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ, for he forgave all your sins and blotted out the charges proved against you, the list of his commandments which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to the cross of Christ. In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin, and God openly displayed to the whole world Christ's triumph at the cross, where your sins were all taken away. In 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9, if we say that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, the Bible says, "For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others." Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance." Romans 14:12 says, "Yes, each of us will give an account of himself to God." In Psalm 32, verses 3 to 5, we read, "There was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. All day and all night your hand was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water on a sunny day, until I finally admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. And finally, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, so there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus.